Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. I'm your host, Lance Donvold, motivational speaker and former professional athlete with the Seattle Mariners. The mission of this podcast is to sow seeds of hope into your soul, dig up deep roots of purpose within you that have yet to be uncovered, and grow you exactly where God has planted you so that you can reap your ultimate harvest in life. I will be your host throughout this podcast, and you can expect power-packed, spirit-led, short, motivational messages designed to pierce your heart and move you into immediate action. Whether you're at the gym, in the car, or anywhere in between, I know how busy your life is, and want to personally thank you for taking the time to listen. My message for you is this: you are here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you are supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. And it starts with sowing one seed, sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could change them forever. Not because of me and my power, but because of God and the words He is going to speak through me and the way He is going to use you to distribute this message. Here are a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. I'll be dropping frequent messages designed to uplift, encourage, and reshape the way that you think. Please leave a review. I'm always going for a 5-star rating. Number two, just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing this for a reason. Pour out this message to somebody else that needs it. Share it via text, or just simply take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story and tag me, and I will always do my best to give you a shout out and a repost. You can tag me at LannyT42 on Instagram. And with your help, together we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. And put your gloves on, folks, because we got root work to do. Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast.
This morning, just wanted to pray for you guys real quick before we get started. Father God, I just pray that anybody hearing this today would know that they're in their situation for a reason. They're in their situation for a temporary season, and you are trying to teach them something and grow them in a specific way to be more effective for the kingdom of God. And I pray this over anyone hearing this that's in a tough time. You may be in a tough season, Lord. I pray that the bondage would be ripped off of their hands, that the cuffs would be unclamped. And when I say that, not necessarily meaning the situation changes today. It may change today. It may change in 5 years. It may change in 1 year. But the clarity that they can possess around their current situation would be unlocked and would be set free. And Lord, that you would reveal that to them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I just want to talk about how sometimes we need to be locked up in order to be set free. And what I mean by that is there was a season of my life for 3 years that I was locked up. And I felt like I was in a place, in a position where I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't thrive, and I couldn't get out of my circumstances. I was with the Seattle Mariners. I had Tommy John. I had loose fragmented bones. I had a stress fracture. I had a PRP injection. I had a stem cell injection over 2016, over 2017, over 2018. I felt in that season of my life, I was literally locked up at the Peoria Sports Complex. I was driving there 6 days a week, working out from 8 to about 2 p.m., doing cold tub, hot tub, working out, running, stretching, everything, rehab that you can imagine I was doing for those 3 years. I was in physical bondage, but from physical bondage led to mental freedom and heart freedom and heart clarity. I got revelations like I never have had before. I had things that were made new to me. I had new mindsets established. I had new vision established beyond my current sight and beyond my current circumstances. And yes, it was difficult. I would get healthy and then I would get hurt. I would get healthy and then I would get hurt. I would go up the mountain and fall all the way back down. It's like I would get to the top of the mountain, a huge storm would come, and I'd slide all the way back down before I even got to the top. Before I could even stand on the mountain and take a photo, I was already back down in the valley. It was a crazy experience. And praise God for my wife being there with me, showing me that, hey, you're learning something here. God's doing a new thing in your life. He's trying to teach you and show you things that you could never learn on your own at the top of the mountain. There's certain things that you can only learn in the valley of your life that you can't learn at the top of the mountain. And I had to go through those things. So I was locked up physically, but I was set free mentally. So, and this happened because eventually I surrendered my circumstances. Eventually I surrendered my injuries. Eventually I surrendered all that I was going through in my life. And I said, God, like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I can't stress about this anymore. I can't have anxiety about this anymore. I can't think about this anymore. Like, I'm done. I'm done thinking about this. I'm done grinding. And maybe you've been in that position where you're just grinding mentally. You're grinding about it. You're thinking about it. It's all you talk about. It's all you think about. It's just like overcome you. It sometimes can be a good thing. Like, I wanted to get healthy. That's a good thing. I wanted to become healthy so bad, but it, at some point, that consumes you, that you're no longer able to operate the way that you need to operate. And that was where I was at. Maybe you guys have been there before too. And I had to surrender, but the clarity that it brought me after that moment. I remember doing Bible studies. I remember started serving at the youth group. I remember going to church more. I remember getting in the Word more. And that's really what created this new habit. I remember getting the Word every single day. And that habit, since 22 years old, has carried with me to me almost 30, me at 30 years old now. I wouldn't say I've done it every single day. Maybe the last three years, I've done it every single day. But that's what built that habit. So because I was in such a tough situation, tough time, it built a habit of me being in the Word of God every single day. It built a habit of me getting beyond my circumstances every single day. I would have to show up, and I wanted to present myself and have a smile. I wanted to present myself and be an encouragement to other people. I wanted to present myself and be the best version of myself for other people and help them get through what they were going through. Even though what I was going through, I wasn't being successful at. And there's that mindset shift right there. We may not think that we're successful because we're not getting the results, but how much of our situation is changing the result and the condition of our heart, right? So in your life right now, I just want you to think about, you might be in a season where you're like, man, I can't get out of this. I can't get out of this thing. I'm in this waiting period. I'm hurt and I can't get healthy. I'm sick and I can't get healthy. I'm going through a difficult couple of months with friends or a relationship. My friend, like, you might be locked up in that scenario, and God's trying to set you free mentally in a way that you could never be set free from in your entire life, because you've never been in this low of a valley. You've never been in this situation before, and you can't gain the revelations that a valley can teach you from the mountaintop. Don't miss that. You can't gain a revelation that a valley experience can teach you from the mountaintop. So don't miss your valley. Don't miss your valley because you're so consumed by your circumstances in the valley. Like, don't miss the revelation right now when you're locked up, when you think your circumstances are never going to change, when things are never going to get better. I promise you, this too shall pass. You will get through this season of life. I promise you, that's a command. You will get through this season of life. God will do a new thing. But also, sometimes when we're locked up, we are locked up because we need to be away from our old self. We need to be away from our old ways. We need to be away from our old thought processes. I was in Peoria, Arizona. I didn't have access to my mindset that I had when I was in Minnesota. I didn't have access to the friends that I used to have. I didn't have access to, like, I could get to them on the phone, but I couldn't get to them in person. And when I was around certain areas and places and environments and people, I would normally do things that were damaging not only to my health, but damaging to my mind and damaging to my heart. And I was removed from those things and planted in Peoria, Arizona to grow, to develop a new root system. My seed had to move into new ground. It had to, in order for me to be able to reap the harvest that I am today, years and years and years later, right? But I couldn't go back to the old mind. I couldn't go back to my old ways because that was locking me up, not only physically, but mentally I was locked up. And then I was set free when I was locked up and planted in a new environment. And I had to change. I had to change my way. So that's the encouragement today for you. Sometimes in your current situation and current circumstances, you do need to be locked up. You do need to be planted in a situation, and you do need to garner and gather the revelations that can be only found in the valley, my friends. There are some things that you can only find in the valley that you're going to use to build the kingdom of God, that you're going to use someday to help somebody else. I hope you have a blessed day. Let's go and get it. See you, planted family. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. Remember, you're here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. It starts with just sowing one seed and sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could literally change them forever, not because of me and my power, but because of what God is going to speak through me and how he's going to use you to distribute his messages. And here's just a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, just subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be dropping frequent, power-packed messages designed to uplift and a 5-star review, and just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing it for a reason. Pour it out to somebody else that you know that needs it. Pray about it, think about it, and share it with them via text, or just take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram or Facebook story. And I'll always do my best to give you a shout out or repost. And with your help, you guys, together, we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. If you want to get connected with me further, or have me come out and speak to your school, speak to your organization or team, just go to lancethonvold.com and fill out the booking form, or just simply email me at info@lancethonvold.com, or we can get connected on all social platforms under Lance Thonvold or LannyT42 on Instagram. As always, guys, put your gloves on, because we got root work to do. We will see you next time on the Planted, Not Buried podcast.